I'm reading now Proverbs 21, verse 22. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. What he's saying here, he is saying that wisdom is superior to brute force, and that wisdom that cometh from above, and that a man may be able to put up an impregnable fortress and think that it cannot be taken, and yet there will be a man smart enough to figure how to get in there. And you remember the illustration I use of old Belshazzar inside the walls of Babylon. In fact, it had an inner wall, and that was around the palace. He thought he was perfectly safe because those walls of Babylon just couldn't be penetrated. And, of course, there were men on guard. But you see, Gobryas, a general in the enemy's camp, was an engineer, and that branch of the Euphrates that went through the city, more or less like a canal, why, he cut it off and put it back in the mainstream, and then under the wall where the river flowed, he marched his army. That army flowed in to the city, and the city was taken before they knew it. Napoleon, you remember, made the statement, God is always on the side of the bigger battalions. He's wrong, because at Waterloo, he should have won. He was a very brilliant general. But you see, he wasn't quite smart enough. And he had the ability to move artillery speedily. But what happened was, it got bogged down in the mud. It was old General Mudd that really stopped Napoleon as he went toward Warsaw that time. And what happened was that the cavalry just stumbled over and fell over the artillery, because it was stuck in the mud. So it's a matter of what God is saying here, that a great many men not only depend in wealth, but upon brute force. But that will never be a good enough protection. Now in verse 23, he says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. And again, it's this matter of using the tongue aright. Because he's already said, as you know, that if you want friends, you must show yourself friendly. And that would mean that you do have to talk, but you need to be very careful. And we do need friends. There's a great deal said here about friends and about enemies. And it was Emerson who put it like this. He says, he who has 1,000 friends has not a friend to spare, and he who has 1 enemy will meet him everywhere. That is so true, that we do need to show ourselves friendly, but we need to be very careful that we control our tongue. And that is the thing he's emphasizing here. Now he says, verse 24, proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. I think that is a tremendous statement. God has apparently more to say here about the abuse and use of the tongue, and more about the proud than anything else. These are two things, that uncontrolled tongue, that lying tongue, that gossiping tongue, and that proud look. God says he hates it, and he makes no apology for saying that. Now, verse 25, we read, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. And there's quite a bit been said here about the lazy man. And slothful, S-L-O-T-H-F-U-L, slothful is the lazy man. And then verse 26, he coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. And that lazy man, he spends his time in covetousness, and he tries to use devious devices to get a hold of money without working. And there are a lot of folk that are doing that, of course. And the thing is that the righteous man is not thinking so much of getting as of giving. And God will bless him. That is the thought here.